Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 11 June 2015. It is Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us today, caring about your world. There is interesting news today, and I love it when I can say that and really mean it. There is very interesting news regarding, guess what? A new drive-through health food restaurant. Drive-through. But it's going to be all healthy food. Oh, my goodness. Have we wanted this for a long time? Well, I doubt I'll have to. Well, I'll have to wait a long time to get it to Versailles, Missouri, I can assure you. But that's good news. And I think it's encouraging, given the fact that now people are shying away from McDonald's. They are really having a horrible struggle. The restaurants are learning we don't want their junk food. We don't want their nasty stuff. And I'm going to give you the 10 top corporations that give you the worst food. Today we'll talk about that. Cynthia has come up with some really good stuff for us to steer away from some places and go to other places. So we'll be talking healthy food. Also, ISIS may have enough material to make a dirty bomb. Uh-oh, here it comes. The other shoe has now fallen. I'm telling you, this story of ISIS just grates on me, given the fact that it is all contrived, created, agendized, and going right according to plan. And people are buying into it, so the next step is, are you really, really scared? Because they are upping the ante. And Bilderberg, it appears, doesn't want any media within miles. So, they got themselves a high-tech jamming piece of equipment. So we'll see how much information gets out of the Bilderbergers. I mean, these people know what they're doing. They certainly are prepared. Remember the MERS virus in South Korea? Uh-oh, it is growing, if we are to believe what the news says. The number of people quarantined, 3,400. Quarantined. Now, how do they keep track of all those people? Not. That's probably how they keep track of them. I mean, there is a lot of news regarding the United States and their pressure on Russia. In fact, the European Union is saying, you're destroying all of us, United States, with what your alleged president is doing. In fact, a German banker came out and said, Obama is destroying Europe. But if you understand the plan, you know that's part of it. And to understand that plan, I have the privilege of telling you today that there is a video. Finally, someone has made a video that says it all. A DVD, documentary. And when these people came to me a year ago and wanted me to sign a confidentiality agreement because I was going to participate in it, I thought, really? I mean, how much information can you actually have that you need to sign confidentiality agreements? Well, I found out this week because it was released to me. And we're going to be talking to the people who have put together this amazing DVD with footage like you have never seen to explain why things are happening the way they are. And the DVD is called Shadowland. Remember, Free Mind Films came out with an amazing DVD on Oklahoma City bombing called A Noble Lie. And then they did one called State of Mind about how we're being manipulated. Well, they've done it again, only in spades this time. And we're going to be talking to the people from Free Mind Films. I know we'll be talking to, I believe, Austin Green or Chris Emery. I'm not sure which, but we're going to also talk to Mary Ellen Moore. Man, they have done it, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to want to get a copy and get it now. It's put it all together. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. And I'm going to tell you how to get started on your colon cleanse also. I think this is going to be great. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley here. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life. Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. The TTP may be voted on this week, or the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, may be voted on. It may become a trade agreement, a treaty, law. Who knows what it's going to be? But it will probably be law of the land. Well, new information has been released by WikiLeaks that talks about the use of supplements within that plan. And then we just found out that the Defense Appropriations Bill now limits military persons' access to supplements. Here it comes. I mean, we've been talking about this for so long, and we're watching it incrementally as it comes over the landscape. California is set to vote tomorrow on the mandatory vaccination issue, and it looks like it's going to pass. So all of these things we've been talking about for the past 5 years are now coming to fruition. And the choice is, what will you do when you are faced with it? Now it's no longer get out there and do what you can to stop it. Now it will be, what will you and your family do? And I'm sorry to have to say that. Well, let's get to the news. Like I said, in the second hour, we're going to be talking to the people from Free Mind Films. This documentary is worth it just for the information on what happened December 7th of 1941. Just the information on Pearl Harbor is worth it. And not only the information on Pearl Harbor, but the video. I don't know where they got this video. No wonder they had to sign an agreement. Anyway, you're going to look forward to that, I know, and even more so getting the documentary from the Power Hour. In the third hour, we're going to be talking to Dan Johnson about changing the world. He is a young kid. He's been on the show many times. He probably wouldn't like for me to call him a young kid, but he is motivated, and he wants to change the world from the standpoint of the younger people, and I am all for that one. We certainly need all the help we can get. And then I'm also going to tell you a little bit about the body cleanse. I started on it today, the green body cleanse, and I think you're going to want to do it. And I'd like for you to get prepared so that we can do it in mass with everybody from the Power Hour and the Power Mall doing it starting next week on Wednesday. So you'll have to get your items ordered today. I'll tell you about that. All right, let's get to the news. U.S. secret military biolabs are at the Russian border, and they're giving grave concern to Moscow. And remember, offensive use of these things is not allowed by the Geneva Convention. We're not supposed to be using offensive biological and chemical weapons. We always call them defensive. However, it appears now that Moscow is extremely concerned over the U.S. deployment of medical biological laboratories near the Russian border. The foreign ministry said that the U.S. Richard G. Lugar Public Health Research Center in Tbilisi, Georgia, is a high-level biological isolation laboratory. That's not Georgia, United States. That's Georgia, Russia. The laboratory is overseen by the U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency, which I might add is anything but threat reduction. It's really a threat exacerbation agency. Moscow says that a branch of the Walter Reed U.S. Army Medical Research Institute is operating under the Lugar Research Center's roof. The U.S. and Georgian authorities are taking efforts to cover the true contents and direction of their activity into the U.S. Army's military branch, which is studying essentially dangerous and infectious diseases. The Pentagon is trying to camouflage its military medical biological facilities in other CIS countries. Listeners, this is the United States at its best. Creating diseases and then spreading them and using them as weapons? What are we thinking? What are the elite thinking? And I think you probably know the answer to that. More disease, more death, more population reduction. More disease, more vaccines needed. For every one of these diseases that are created, they must have a corresponding vaccine for the elite to utilize. Not for you and me. Don't think that you're going to get the things that are going to help you overcome whatever disease is it that we get from these things. You know, at the same time now, 35 million chickens have now been killed. And we'll get into that. But the U.S. has secret biolabs at the Russian border. And with that, and now the UK, Australia, everybody having been sent anthrax, what are they doing that we are not aware of? I mean, how much disease is actually being created? Maybe there's some type of hybrid anthrax TB situation. Who knows what they're doing in the laboratories? But they are certainly busy doing a lot. If they have sent how many of these biological warfare agent shipments to other countries, think about it. There's something really, really wrong going on. Iran nuclear talks venues hit by a $10 million state-sponsored virus. According to RT, the venues of Iranian nuclear talks were targeted by sophisticated spyware, which cost at least $10 million and was likely state-sponsored. Likely. He said his company, and that's the CEO of Kaspersky Lab, exclusively told RT that his country came under threat as well. Among the hacks, primary targets were hotels, conference centers, where the P5 plus one powers, and we've got all these meetings that are being held with all these potentates for all these countries, but the P5 plus one powers, why don't they just call it the P6? I don't know. That would make way too much sense, don't you think? Anyway, the P5 plus one powers are the U.S., the U.K., France, Russia, China, and Germany. And they held talks with Iran on the nuclear program. German banker says Obama is destroying Europe. Interviewed on June 6th by German Economic News, the chief economist at Bremer Landesbank, Volker Hellmeyer, said that because of Obama's sanctions against Russia, German exports declined year over year by 18% in 2014. And get this, by 34% in the first 2 months of 2015. Those are the latest figures. And he asserts that the damage is much more comprehensive than these statistics show, because those are only the primary losses. And there are lots of secondary effects, which will get worse over time. But if you're watching the financial markets this morning, whoa, Nikkei up, DAX is up, CAC is up, everybody. European markets up. Middle Eastern markets up. Greek market is up 7% today, because they say they're close to a deal. However, the U.S. market, and I don't know what it is right now, however, it was earlier down opening in the red, 7 points in the red. And the question is, if the Asian and the European markets are doing so well, why is the United States lagging behind? Oil is at $60.72, gold at 1177, Dow futures, they're now up in the green a little bit. They're waiting for some retail numbers to come out today. Right. Oh, trust us. You can take those to the insolvent bank. Really? Like your figures matter and mean something? They're just nothing but agenda to push us to one belief system or another. ISIS may have enough material now to make a dirty bomb. Well, are we surprised? No, because they've been hinting around it for a long time. The ISIS militant group, the green screen terrorist, have seized now enough radioactive material from government facilities. We probably handed it to them in a FedEx package, don't you think? To suggest that it has the capacity to build a large and devastating dirty bomb. According to, of all things, Australian intelligence reports, ISIS declared, well, the United States wouldn't come out with it, would they? ISIS declared its ambition to develop weapons of mass destruction in the most recent edition of the propaganda magazine Dabiq. And if you want to go check it out, I don't know if you can even find it on the internet. D-A-B-I-Q. Dabiq. That's where they tell all, ladies and gentlemen. They put it all out there in their propaganda magazine. And you know who created ISIS, so you know who created Dabiq, right? And Indian defense officials have previously warned of the possibility that militants could acquire a nuclear weapon from Pakistan. According to the Australian Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, NATO has expressed deep concerns about the material seized by ISIS from research centers and hospitals that would normally only be available to governments. Well, then what the heck are we doing supplying it to them? Why would they provide all these biological warfare agents, all these nuclear bomb items to hospitals? Oops. whoops, we are so stupid, they got a hold of them. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. And Bilderberg has a high-tech jamming system. Not much information coming out of there, for sure. We'll be back. 4-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for being a part of the Power Hour, for caring about the future of this world. And I'm telling you, it is at stake. It appears that Global Research believes that they have, that the Bilderbergers have picked the new president. We'll talk about that, as well as what happens to organs that are autopsied. Did you ever wonder? Oh, this is a dream. This is a dream for scientists who want to mess around and create some unspeakable things. Also, there is a shot you may not want to give to your pets, and it may affect their immune system and give them cancer. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. So stay tuned to the Power Hour. We'll have some animal news. We'll have some people news. We'll have some food news. First vegetarian drive-through. I am liking that. I mean, can you imagine? No GMOs, no MSG, no meat in the food that you get there. Wow, how un-American. Don't you love it? Oh, I'm so excited. Anyway, Bilderberg, they are deploying now a high-tech jamming device. Well, not just now deploying it. Obviously, they knew that people were going to be interested in finding out what they have to say. So, guess what? They won't find out. The secretive Bilderberg group deployed this high-tech jamming system to shut down communications around the site of the elitist Confab's luxury hotel in order to strangle media coverage of the event. After visiting one of the closest spots to the Interalpen Hotel that is still accessible, InfoWars filmed a communications truck owned by the Federal Ministry of Transport and Technology. Large antennas are also visible on top of the hotel, as well as a giant, newly erected mast in the forest near the hotel. Apparently, Bilderberg is so afraid of media coverage that police checkpoints miles away from the hotel are not enough. Now they have resorted to installing expensive devices, which would shut down communications at taxpayers' expense. I just wonder if, I know that Alex is reporting from there. He spent a lot of money sending people over there, which is, I commend him for doing that. But I wonder what they have learned. I haven't been able to hear the show, so I don't know. And maybe some of you can email me and let me know what they have learned by being at the Bilderberg or miles away from the Bilderberg conference, miles away from the Interalpen Hotel. Evidently, those police checkpoints are kind of persuasive, I guess. A number of people have been infected with the MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, in South Korea, and that rises to 122. You know how I feel about all these. We've confirmed the bird flu, the MERS flu, I have a real problem with that. Because I don't think they're able to do it, because I don't think they have the test, and I don't think they run the test rudimentary or enough throughout the population to really determine it. But be that as it may, the number of people infected with the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome rose to 122, the number of people quarantined, 3,400, and 2,200 educational facilities are closed across the country. 2,200 schools are closed. Now that's huge. Right there, from a standpoint of commerce, that's huge. Hong Kong earlier issued a red alert advisory against trips to South Korea. Russia's Far East regions began doing thorough health checks of those arriving in South Korea. And we've got a couple of people over there that I would love to hear from that are in South Korea. Hani Hanna, who works with Jeff Rentz. I would love to hear from Hani Hanna and Suzanne Borjo that are in South Korea. And let us know if people are scared. Are they wearing masks like we've seen on TV? Because they say over and over again, it is not airborne. What? Then why are y'all wearing masks if it's not airborne? They said that over and over again. And we want to give one caution here. It is not airborne. And thank goodness the MERS virus is not airborne. We're glad to report that the MERS virus is not airborne. But here's where you can get your masks. Really? So think about that. I'd like to know. So, Hani, either email me or call into the Power Hour, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, and let me know what y'all got to say regarding what's happening over there. Are people scared? Are they really wearing the masks that we see in the B-roll, you know, file footage? Or is that left over from another catastrophe disaster? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. West African country dumps Monsanto? Hey, I'm liking it. We'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID to transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Yes, it is 11 June 2015, Thursday. If you're listening today, we are live. If you hear that date and you say, wait a minute, where did that come from? And then we're not live. Anyway, I want you to know that I'm getting really excited about doing this little mini retreat at home and also doing the colon cleanse. I'm excited about this because I see people are making changes now. They're saying, okay, now is the time. I better get myself ready and healthy as I can be. It's 33 minutes after the hour. Wherever you're sitting, you are so welcome to be at the Power Hour today to encourage you to get better one day at a time, one action at a time. Let me give you an idea. I just got this email. I am so thrilled. This just does my heart good. From Debbie. She says, I just wanted to let you know I got a spot for the Gary Null Retreat for the first week of August. I am so looking forward to meeting you and all the Power Hour listeners. I think this will be a special once-in-a-lifetime trip for us and the Gary Null group. I have been making my list, for the most part, every night. Remember, I told you to make a list of the things that would improve your life and the things you want to accomplish the next day. And I have been accomplishing at least one or two items every day. Now, that's huge. Because it used to be that we might not even do one or two of the things that we needed to do. She's at least doing one or two. Congratulations. They are making me feel better as I feel I am getting something done that I want done instead of the things that I am required to do. Getting clutter organized, even if it's only one drawer, makes a woman feel better. And that, kudos to you. She says, I also like that you are guiding all of the listeners to do their own retreat if they cannot make it there. My husband has to work other jobs to help send me there, but not everyone can do that. Thanks for everything you do. Pray for your healing and getting stronger. Take care. Debbie, you just made my day. That is so amazing. Because when you say you're making changes, that's what I want to hear. And I want to hear that people are feeling better. All right, one way to do it is by getting out of the way the things that you want to do prior to starting the retreat. Now, whether you're going to go to the retreat in Texas or retreat in your home, I want you to be able to do all these things because I will be checking in every day with you from the retreat. Dr. Null has allowed me to broadcast from his studio and to keep you up to date with what's happening at the retreat so that you will stay on course and do your own retreat. So what do we want to do? We want to get as ahead of the game as we can. So that means if we can do the cleanses, because I asked Dr. Ed Group. Now, Dr. Ed Group is going to be on next Wednesday. He wrote the book, The Green Body Cleanse. And he said the best way to prepare, because I told him we were going to be going to the Gary Null retreat. He said the best way to prepare for that is to do your body cleanses. Do the colon cleanse, do the kidney cleanse, and do the body cleanse in advance of going down there. You don't want to just all of a sudden appear at the villa in Mineola, Texas, and say, heal me. You want to have done the things to get the healing progressing. You want to be at a point of being able to just get better and to move on to that maybe first, second, third, fourth stage of healing. So you can do things at home. The first thing you need to do, I believe, is order two books. The Green Body Cleanse, How to Cleanse Your Body and Home of Harmful Toxins Using Organic Methods. It is absolutely outstanding, The Green Body Cleanse by Dr. Ed Group. Hardback book. It's even got, he's so neat. He has even got a little ribbon inside to mark your page. Now, is that class or what? Yeah, he is really classy. So get The Green Body Cleanse on all the information you need to know. I mean, I don't want to be disgusting, but I mean, it's not disgusting. It's just physical. He actually tells you what stool should look like with pictures. Why? Most people don't know because they think whatever their body does is normal. It's not normal. And I want you to weigh before you begin the cleanse because this book says that people, human beings, have between 10 and 20 pounds of stool in their body. 10 to 20 pounds. Wow, wouldn't that be nice to drop 10 or 20 pounds? Now, I don't know if that can happen or not, so I've asked everybody over at the Power Mall that's going to do the cleanse, and that's everybody over there, to weigh before they begin the cleanse, including myself. Now, I started it this morning or last night, and it's not difficult at all. All it is taking of two products and putting those together, utilizing them, and doing the colon cleanse. Now, the other book I would like to see you order is The Cookbook by Gary Null. This is the best on how to cook vegetarian and vegan foods. It is the best. 8.5 by 11 weighs 3.5 pounds. We weighed it because I couldn't believe it. 3.5 pounds, ladies and gentlemen, of color pictures on how to fix this 270 recipes. 400 pages, this book. Now, Gary Null called me last night and gave me a bit of a talking to on what needs to be done to stay well. We can get well like I have, and I feel so great, we can take it for granted. And I don't want to do that. And he says, you make the decision if you turn back or not. And you can always turn back. So the reason I'm stressing this is I want you all to get the colon cleanse. Now, what you will need for the colon cleanse are two items. Lateral Flow, which is the probiotic he recommends. Now, granted, some of you have living streams, and you may want to use that. I'm telling you what Dr. Group recommends. If you already have the living streams, you may want to use it. But his is called Lateral Flow. And you get that, take two caps in the morning. And that is your probiotic. The other part of it is really the Oxy powder or the colon cleanse part of it. the Oxy powder. You take four of those at night before going to bed. And then he gives you the instructions in the book on the Green Body Cleanse, and I'll keep you up to date with that. Now, here's what you do also is you make a gallon of water. Now, I'm doing it in 4 quarts because it's easier for me to store in a Kerr jar than it is for me to do a gallon in my fridge because I don't have any space. So I'm making up 4 quarts today, and I will make them up as I need them. I use reverse osmosis water. You can use distilled or you can use whatever water you choose to use as long as it's filtered or good water. And you put a quart, I'm putting a quart in my jar, in my Kerr jar or mason jar, whatever you have. And I put in a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, Bragg's apple cider vinegar. So if you may want to order apple cider vinegar if you don't have it already. And then I put in a squirt of 40 times aloe vera concentrate, a squirt of 40 times aloe vera concentrate, and then a squirt, 20 drops of the ionic elements. Now, those are by Purium, and I'm just adding those to my water just in case you already have them. I wouldn't go and buy them necessarily unless you want to, but I add the ionic elements to give me my minerals, and then I add the 40 times aloe vera concentrate, just a squirt of that, along with some Willard water, just a small amount, like a half teaspoon of Willard water. So I'm making 4 of those per day, drinking them, and you also add to the 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, 1/2 a lemon. So I'm having essentially the juice of 2 lemons per day, and that's what I'm drinking all day long. Now, because I don't want my teeth to lose their enamel from the lemon or the apple cider vinegar, I'm using that little Bombilla that you get from the Power Mall, which is a stainless steel straw that you don't have to get your teeth all acidic from the have the enamel wear off. So that's what I'm doing. And then you drink that all day long. And that is to help clear the colon also. So get your lateral flow. They can tell you at the Power Mall what you need to get. And get your Oxy powder. That stuff is really, really good. Now, the Green Body Cleanse is $24.95. And I think Rosie's got a better deal if you buy the 2 products and the book together. Maybe she'll even add a better deal if you get the cookbook with Gary Null. But the Oxy powder, 120 count, is $46.95. And that's all you need from the standpoint of one bottle. And the lateral flow, 60 count, is $24.95. So there you got it. And we're going to be doing it together starting next Wednesday. So Dr. Group is going to be on next Wednesday. So if you get your order in today, we'll get it out to you. Let me also tell you, there is a delay that we did not anticipate that we can't do anything about with the green stuff from Gary Null. So don't call the Power Mall, please. The green stuff will be here Friday, tomorrow. So, and then we'll get it out as fast as we can so that you can do that with your program. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do the rest of the day in my own particular program. All I know is it's working, and I want to continue to see it work. And even more than that, I want you all to be able to do the same thing. Okay, enough of that. We've got a call from Hani Hanna in South Korea, and I want to hear what he has to say about what is happening with the MERS virus there. Hani Hanna, thank you so much for calling in this morning. I appreciate it very, very much.
Hi, Joyce. You rang?
I like it. Oh, my goodness. All I do is just say something and people respond. I love this. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in today. Tell me, is everybody walking around with a mask over there like it is on TV here?
I've seen a few people, not a lot. I think life is going on as usual. There are some people who are worried. I have 3 different community classes during the week, and one of the class meets early in the mornings, and sometimes we just have a discussion class, and they wanted to talk about MERS the other day, and they were kind of worried about it. At that time, it hadn't appeared in Busan yet, where we are. Apparently, it has appeared in Busan, from what I've heard, but I'm also working for the local English radio station, and they were reporting this morning that they think the worst is over, so.
Oh, really? That is interesting, because they're setting the stage for, oh my gosh, it's bad, get scared, and showing all these people, I don't know where they're, where they are that have all these masks on, but then they keep saying, as you heard me say, but it's not airborne. I mean, they're wearing those masks for the fun of it or what? I don't get it.
Well, they often wear those masks if they have some kind of cold or they're, I think they're really, really afraid of viruses and bacteria compared to, I guess, Western people. So it's not uncommon to see someone wearing a mask. Of course, from what I heard, the MERS virus first appeared in Daejeon, which is a city up north from here, closer to Seoul. And so that it's quite possible that those images are coming from Daejeon and Seoul. I could see the Seoul people panicking more.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, people here, you know, life doesn't appear to have changed in any way, but I think there are some people who are concerned just because they tend to get panicky when something like that happens.
Well, that is interesting. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to call in today. You are our one of our representatives there in South Power, our reporters from South Korea. We thank you very, very much for sharing that information. Let me ask you about this. What about the world situation? Are they getting scared about China and the United States? Do they think that there's, are you getting the feeling that financially or militarily that there is some concern in South Korea?
It seems to me that they're starting to realize that China is kind of taking over on the world scene. You know, they are very, very pro-American, and a lot of them want to go to America. A lot of them want to study in America. A lot of them want to visit America. And honestly, I feel like America is their role model for what an advanced country should be, and you know, I usually try to tell them, you know, well, it was at one time, but you know, it's a declining civilization in so many ways, and you know, a lot of them just don't believe what I have to say, but I think they're starting to get it a bit, and.
They've had their hand held by the United States for so long. You know, we'll take care of you, little brother, South Korea. We'll take care of you. Don't worry. Don't panic. Everything's okay because you've got your big brother here that'll go bomb anybody that we need to bomb at any time. And I think there's been a false sense of security that the people in South Korea have lived under. And, of course, now the United States will go after anybody, anytime, any place if there's, you know, the appropriate resources. Anyway, I've got to move on. I got to get back to the news. But thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in today, our reporter on the street there in South Korea. Thank you, Hanny Hanna, for joining us today.
No problem. As long as I remain MERS-free, you can count on me.
Yeah. Thank you. Let us know, too. Stay in touch. We love you, guy. Thank you so much. Don't you love people like that? They're always willing to share information and call in at the drop of a hat. I mean, he's calling in from South Korea. Anyway, thank you very, very much, Hanny Hanna. West African country dumps Monsanto's genetically modified cotton. Yes. Due to disappointing yields and poor quality of the cotton fiber, the country of Burkina Faso. Now, don't get excited. It's not like the biggest country over there for sure. But Burkina Faso in West Africa is ditching Monsanto's genetically modified cotton. June Afrique reports that Interprofessional Cotton in Burkina Faso has decided, that's the company's name, Interprofessional Cotton, has decided to phase out all the use of Monsanto's GMO cotton seeds over the next 3 years. This is a group of cotton farmers, banks, research institutions, private stakeholders, and the government. On all these groups have complained that Monsanto's genetically modified cotton did not produce quality cotton fiber. Oh, you mean you didn't do better than God? Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Monsanto failed. They didn't do as well as God. And farmers have experienced lower yields with their non-GM cotton. Good news for all of us. Also, you know the secret TPP? Well, guess what? There has been a section, a healthcare annex, published by WikiLeaks in the secret document. And they're calling it profits over public health. And this is reported by RT that WikiLeaks has published more secret documents from the controversial TPP agreement on Wednesday. The leaked drafts concerning health care in the U.S. have activists worried that the agreement might play in the hands of big pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, think? Yeah, I am sure, without a doubt, that that is the goal of this. Without a doubt. It is for the big pharmaceutical companies. So the secret Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiation showed that the healthcare annex has been seeking to regulate state schemes for medicines and medical devices. It forces healthcare authorities to have big pharmaceutical companies and give them more information about national decisions on public access to medicine. That's huge. And the TPP is going to be voted on at any time. We keep hearing that every day. But if you're listening to television, you wouldn't know anything about it because all they're carrying is two guys escaped from Dannemora. And then they will have the nerve to say, breaking news. Two guys escaped from Dannemora. No news. They escaped, what, a week ago? Anyway, we'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by Austin Green and Mary Ellen Moore. Austin Green and Mary Ellen Moore footage I've never seen before, information I've never heard before. And I say that, I am so pleased because I'm so tired of DVDs that come out that are all about stuff we already knew and we spent money on it. But not this one. Not this one. All right, getting back to the news. U.S. Congress is going to hold a classified hearing to investigate the DOD's anthrax shipments. Oh, my gosh. Listen to this. I mean, the statement that they make is just imbecilic. It really is. Congressman Jim Langevin said on Wednesday, before a classified briefing with Pentagon officials, "We are conducting thorough oversight and will continue to do so." I mean, there's never been thorough oversight ever in this country from the standpoint of Congress. Why do they think it's going to be now? House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry told the press that Congress requested the classified briefing on the anthrax scare. No, the absolute fraud and negligence to better understand the cause of the accident. Now, this is the statement that I was talking about. Listen to this. "This is something you have to take very seriously." Now, that's House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry. Brilliant, don't you think? Oh, these guys, these attorneys really have a way with words. Again, Mac Thornberry, in a press conference, you would think he could come up with something a little bit more impressive than that. But his statement was, "This is something you have got to take very seriously. Something did not go right, and we have to find out what did not go right." Well, could you make it simpler for us that aren't as smart as you guys, of course, in Congress to understand? Something did not go right, and we have to find out what did not go right. That is so embarrassing. So embarrassing. California vaccine bill has now passed the health committee. Uh-oh, danger red flags. It heads to the final assembly for the final vote. The state's controversial and tyrannical, treasonous, I can't think of enough words to put in there, mandatory vaccine bill just jumped another hurdle on its path to become law. California lawmakers approved the bill, which requires all school children to be vaccinated before being permitted to attend public or private schools unless they have a medical exemption. Those are going to be worth gold. Those are going to be really hard to get, too. Can you imagine a physician being questioned as to why he gave 3 of those, or 10 of them, or 50, or whatever? Anyway, the bill was approved after 5 hours of emotional testimony from hundreds of opponents. Dr. Rowland has been one of them. Robert Rowland has been fighting for all of us. He's now filed a lawsuit, as I understand, against the state of California. Get ready. I have heard from anywhere between 40 and 60 vaccines are going to be required. Now, imagine these poor children that have had none. Imagine them getting all 40 or 60 vaccines to be able to go to school next year. I can't even conceive of the damage that would be wrought in their little bodies. It appears now that Bilderberg has chosen who they want for president. Global Research is predicting that it is Hillary Clinton. And I kind of think so. No matter how much garbage is in her closet, she is the person of choice. Economic Collapse says that if you are fired, you must now train your much cheaper foreign replacement, or they will take away your severance pay. Can you believe that? Huge corporations such as Disney and Southern California Edison are coldly firing existing tech workers and filling those jobs with much cheaper foreign replacements. They're doing this by bilaterally abusing the H-1B temporary worker program. There you got it. Train your replacement or we'll take away your bennies. Not good, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with the new vegetarian drive-thru. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Ryland.